In the aftermath of the death of one of the world's most renowned revolutionary figures, Fidel Castro, a city usually full of music and color has fallen silent. After the announcement of his death on Friday night, November 25th, 2016, the country declared 9 days of national mourning. Leaders came to Havana from around the world to express their condolences and support at the end of this era, an era that has spanned nearly 60 years with Fidel Castro at its head. Tens of thousands gathered in the Plaza de la Revolución out of respect, love, and some out of obligation. Some seem to truly mourn the loss of the revolutionary, while others seem indifferent. Among the representatives and presidents from around the world who gathered to pay tribute to the fallen leader of the Cuban Revolution were Rafael Correa, president of Chile, Jacob Zuma of South Africa, the Prime Minister Alexis Tsipras of Greece, representatives from China, Iran, Namibia, and Russia, President Enrique Peña Nieto of Mexico, Evo Morales of Bolivia, Daniel Ortega of Nicaragua, Nicolas Maduro of Venezuela, and Raúl Castro, brother of Fidel Castro and current president of the Republic of Cuba. The leaders praised Castro's solidarity with Africa and Latin America, his literacy programs in Cuba, the Cuban doctors who have helped all around the world, and his stand against imperialist forces. Evo Morales worked the crowd into a frenzy on Tuesday night, speaking about the legacy of his comrade.
Decirles, hermanas y hermanos, Fidel no ha muerto, porque los pueblos no mueren, menos aquellos pueblos que luchan por su liberación. Es el Fidel.
I want to tell you, brothers and sisters, that Fidel has not died, because the people don't die, especially those who fight for their liberation. It's Fidel. Fidel has not died because ideas don't die, especially these ideas that pave the road to emancipation.
Fidel está más vivo que nunca. Más necesario que nunca está vivo, vigilante, pensando.
Fidel hasn't died because the fights don't stop, especially these fights that are destined to drive humanity. Fidel is more alive than ever and more necessary than ever to continue the fight to preserve our shared house. Sowing seeds of hope, talking of grand dreams, fixing goals that have fallen behind. Fidel hasn't died, he can't die. Fidel transcends his own life and is forever interred in the history of humanity. The upcoming days of mourning will be marked by parades and gatherings in honor of Cuba's fallen leader. Castro's ashes are to be interred in the province of Santiago on Sunday, December 4th. Current president of Cuba, Raúl Castro, spoke on Tuesday night about the legacy of his brother.
Fidel consagró toda su vida a la solidaridad y encabezó una revolución socialista de los humildes, por los humildes y para los humildes.
It was a revolution of the poor, by the poor, and for the poor, he chanted in unison with the crowd.
Precisamente aquí, donde conmemoramos nuestras victorias.
Precisely here, where we have celebrated our victories.
Te decimos, junto a nuestro entregado, combativo y heroico pueblo.
We tell you, together, to our combatant, heroic people. Hasta la victoria siempre. For WBAI, this is Hope McKenney in Havana, Cuba.
Love. desearte sangre. ¿Qué hace héroes? ¿Qué hace historia? Y no sé de un lugar